Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, back in our regular seats, and it feels so fine.
As I always say, I enjoy this side of the table much more.
Well, let's go over last week's challenge before we look at this week's quiz. I said, take the seven-letter name of a country that's home to some World Heritage Sites, drop the first letter and the last two letters, and you'll be left with the name of another country that's home to World Heritage Site, the Land of Frankincense. What are the countries?
I kind of worked backwards on this one. I actually came up with Oman first and realized that that was inside of Romania. So there you go, Romania and Oman.
Nice job, Mike.
All right, Ian, on November 23rd, 1963, the BBC aired the first episode of Doctor Who, which is the longest-running science fiction TV show of all time. The initial broadcast, by the way, was delayed by 80 seconds because of coverage of JFK's assassination.
Huh.
Since we already did Doctors way back in episode 2, each correct answer this week will contain the word Who. First up, what is the first line of the nursery rhyme whose last two lines are, she gave them some broth without any bread, then whipped them all soundly and put them to bed?
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe?
I believe she was a woman, but yes, there was an old woman who lived in a shoe is correct. The rhyme scheme works either way. Next up, a Cole Porter song sung by Frank Sinatra and Celeste Holm in the 1956 movie High Society inspired the title of what game show, which premiered in the U.S. in 1999?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That is correct. Speaking of songs from 1956 movies, the 1956 Oscar for Best Song was awarded to Doris Day's rendition of Que Sera Sera. The song was featured in what Alfred Hitchcock film starring Day and Jimmy Stewart, a remake of a 1934 Hitchcock film of the same name?
It's The Man Who Something or Other, but I don't know what.
It's kind of ironic that you don't know the answer to this one. It's The Man Who Knew Too Much.
I guess I have two movies to watch.
That's right. A person's a person, no matter how small, is the moral of what 1954 Dr. Seuss book, which features a large character from a previous Seuss book and many tiny characters that would appear in a future Seuss book.
This book stressed me out. It's Horton Hears a Who, and
it
there's
is.
One picture where he's looking through all of the weeds to find Whoville, and it's like a sea of a million weeds, and that picture gave me such anxiety.
And finally, what is the title of the only two-part episode of The Simpsons to date, airing as the finale of season 6 and the premiere of season 7?
Who Shot Mr. Burns? I remember during the run-up to that, I guessed a poo for some reason.
Speaking of questions, who left the cake out in the rain? If you know, write to us, quiz@wamc.org.
Or surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge. And who else to deliver that but Mike?
Think of an eight-letter word that names a piece of equipment you might find in a workshop. The word has the consecutive letters WHO in it. If you drop those letters, you can rearrange the remaining five letters to spell the name of a store where you might buy that equipment. What is the equipment and what is the store?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'll get to work on this challenge and we'll be back this same time next week.
Who knew?